Blog Talk Radio.
With a vest and a pump, hear the shotgun squirt. My folks on the block, man, they got that word.
Don't it smell so good? In Southwest where they rep that hood. Protect your chest, they up to no good. And come through flossing, they wish y'all would. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass. Move that brick, keep a D-Eagle with an extra clip. Think it ain't so? Suck a cheer. Act like I just do rap. How you gon' act like I just ain't strapped? How you gon' act like I don't push lax? Black Eldorado fifth wheel on back. Itchy finger trigger, man, looter don't squeeze. With a Mac or a Glock, I'ma make them say please. And I'm back on the block till the cops say freeze. And I'm so high, I think I got a nosebleed.
Got a nosebleed?
Don't it smell so sweet? In Decatur, where they pack that heat. And rob neighbors in the night, creep, creep. I'll see you later, we'll be in them streets. I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass.
And get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Tell you who the side was, so I parallel double park that mother sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day, but homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated, and you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Aight, man, hollering in. Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash, let that man get cash, let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he can move through the rumors, he could drive off a fumes, cuz how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold, treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher, but way less effort. Cause when you try hard, it's when you die hard. Your homies looking like, why God, when they reminisce over you, my God. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Wait till I get my money right. And you can't tell me nothing right.
The Midwest invasion is here, and the true Midwest mixtape king is giving it to you. It's DJ G-Spot banging your mixtape right now.
You're tuned in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. Let's give folks a couple of more minutes to get in the room. Okay.
Yeah.
You tuned in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce, and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home until the fat man gets it in. What's up, chocolate people? Everybody in between. This is the Sunday issue of the Players Circle podcast. We had a power outage yesterday, so we were not able to complete the broadcast, unfortunately. So we are carrying yesterday's show over till today, over to today, unfortunately. Totally throwing the energy off. I was very disgusted with what happened yesterday. And I went ahead, I was just disgusted yesterday. I could have tried again to set the broadcast up, but I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to do it. You know, today was just, it was a wrap. It was horrible. It really was. It was horrible. It was horrible. So I thought today, I said, maybe I should just go ahead and redo the broadcast. By the way, make sure you call in. We're doing the triple cast. We're on blogtalkradio.com/TheIcemanShow. So call in if you want to be on the air. The guest call-in number is area code 646-668-2291. You tune in to the Players Circle podcast. Topic for today is dead weight women, leveraging your assets, unlearn and relearn manhood. Again, I'd like to extend my deepest apologies for the inconvenience of yesterday. So let's try to have a good show today. Let's make up for yesterday. Yesterday sucked, but yesterday is dead and gone. Today is today. Today is the day that we start walking away, 'cause love is gone. Don't let me put no barques on you. You know I will put some barques on you. You digs. Let's get into this. If you want to make sure you are in the know, and you want to make sure that you're keeping up with the broadcast, I would definitely urge you to subscribe to the Mad Voodoo Man channel. My channel on YouTube is Mad Voodoo Man. For those of you on Facebook Live, let me give it to you. That way you get email alerts. There you go. Subscribe to that channel and you will be in the know. You will be able to keep up with what the Iceman is putting down. You digs. You know, when men and women go out here to date, the purpose of getting with the opposite sex is companionship, sex, emotional support. Let me see if I'm gonna list any more. for a woman, physical protection and financial protection or security. For a man, loyalty sex, and also emotional support. That's a short list, but those are the main ones. There's obviously that list is not absolute, and there's some others that can be added to that list. If you have any other, let's just say we're going to stick to what I just gave you. If you don't plan to adhere to that list, you're full of shit. I'm talking to men and women. If you can't adhere to that list, now you may have your own agenda, that other person may have theirs. But there's something on that list you want. And even if the other person wants a relationship and all you want is sex, you're still not that far off, because you can't, for a woman, let me explain something to you. Whenever you, see, I'm going to cover this in my second book, The Dating Bible. Let me just say this here, man. Guys, if you meet a woman and she says some dumb shit to you, like, I'm just looking for a relationship, I ain't looking for sex, throw that bitch in the river. There is no way in hell you can want a relationship and you don't want sex to go along with it. That's a lie. I'm gonna get into the psychopathology behind women saying that in my book in full. And I will be citing the DSM-4 and the DSM-5. Why? Because that's a pathological way of thinking. And don't fall for that shit. There ain't no such thing as a relationship without sex. And if you have a relationship, you are in a relationship that is sexless, or a marriage that's sexless, then there's some other reason why you're there. That's not on that list I just gave you. You're on some other shit. Like, oh, I'm with this chick because she got some money. Or I'm with this guy because he got some money. I don't really like his ass. He's a simp. And that's the only reason why I'm with him. That's why I tell guys, don't sit there and listen to dumb shit from these women and waste your life, man. See, when you get in your 40s, when you get about 48, 49 years old, you're going to start thinking, damn, did I waste some time here? Where did my life go? Do you really want to be wasting time? See, whenever you hear a dude say, if you hear one of your partners say some shit to you like, man, I've been talking to this chick for 3 months, man, and I ain't got at her yet. Whenever you hear a cat say something like that, he ain't got no game. Because you should know within talking to her, the first couple of times you talk to her on the phone, you should know you're dealing with somebody you don't want to be with. I don't care if you're just trying to get sex from this chick. If she ain't giving you the information that you have to have in order to move forward, then get your ass up off the phone in 5 or 10 minutes and be like, hey, man, I ain't calling that chick no more. I used to have a video I did about 7 years ago called Drop That Hoe on YouTube. But I don't know if it's still on there. But I did that. Video 7 years ago. Drop that hoe. It was extremely popular. Oh, look at this clown. Yeah, it was funny. But I was telling guys, stop wasting time with women. I don't waste time with women. I don't waste no time with these bras, man. What for? What for, dude? I'm in my mid-50s. I ain't got time to be wasting with you. I ain't got time to waste. So I ain't finna sit here and play with you. I ain't finna sit here and play with you, player. Cause when she says stuff like that, that means she's getting her sex elsewhere. That means her sexual needs are being made or being met outside of her outside your circle. She could still be dealing with an ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, or just dealing with the other dudes and just being straight up disrespectful. So whenever you hear words like, hey, I'm just looking for a friend, I'm just looking for somebody to take me out, I'm just looking for a relationship, but I ain't looking for sex. Whenever you hear that, they getting their sex elsewhere. That goes back to what I told y'all back in the day when I told y'all about stuff my mom used to tell me. Like my mom said, boy, if you ain't getting them draws, somebody else is. Straight up, if you ain't getting them draws, somebody else is. So what you wasting your time for? You got too many cats out here wasting time. What you gonna waste time for, player? Don't waste no time, man. I don't waste time. When I get somebody's number, I call them one time. If they don't answer the phone, I don't call them back. Now, if they call me back, it's like my attitude's already, I've already moved on. It's that simple. You women, you ain't got it the way you think you do. Like I said, there's a lot of men out here like me, but unfortunately, there are more simps and tricks out here, and unfortunately, those guys are getting all the shine. But after you get through running through all the simps and the tricks, I'm just going to let you know, you're going to have to deal with us. And we ain't going for that bullshit. So that's why I keep telling guys, you know, be able to talk to a woman without guys be talking to women, and all they be looking for is that slither of information that tell them, oh, I'm about to get this pussy. That's all guys be listening for. But they don't actually know how to talk to women, because there's two ways to get sex. If all you want is sex, there's two guaranteed ways to get sex out of a woman. Or at least if nothing else, know you ain't getting none and be able to move on. Because that's not a loss. That's like getting a tie. That's like you play in the NFL and you get a tie. A tie is not a win. A tie is not a loss. It's a little bit of both. It's neutral. The only problem is you played a game and it didn't count. Let's just keep it like that. You played a game that didn't count. And to a certain degree, some people will count that as a loss. I mean, I would. But a tie is a tie. How does that affect you? So when I meet a woman and I get her number, if she giving me mad play in person, that's not necessarily a guarantee that her energy toward me is going to last. So there's two ways. If you're just trying to get sex, there's two ways you get. You can get at least get confirmation that that's what's popping off. The one way, you negotiate for it without being direct. You ask questions. You know, you learn how to ask questions without being direct. I teach guys that in my dating 101 class. You can sign up for that. Just go to asktheiceman.com. First thing you do when you meet a woman is when you talking to a woman on the phone, excuse me, let me fast forward. You talking to a woman on the phone, if she says something to you, like what I do, I start with this. This is what I start my guys out on. I start with something very simple. And I say to them, well, what did you do this weekend? Now, obviously, this is into the week. So I'm saying, what did you do? What I mean is, what did you do this past weekend? Because maybe I text that chick on Wednesday or Thursday, and she said she was going out of town. Or she said, oh, well, I ain't going to be able to get with you this weekend. I got something I plan already. You don't ask. This is something, guys, this is something you don't do. You inexperienced guys. Do not say, you going out with another dude. Don't ever do that, dude. Because just like I said a few minutes ago, how I lose interest. If I call a woman and she don't answer the phone, I start losing interest. You've lost probably half your points right there. By the time you call me back, if she called me back like right away, she don't lose that many points. But if she wait and call me back halfway, like later on in the day or something, or the next day, I'll be like, man, sometimes I won't even answer the phone. I'll be like, oh, that's that old stupid bro. Let me delete. I don't give them a chance. I don't even waste time. It ain't worth it. They ain't earned it. Can you dig it? They ain't earned that, dog. Let's get some shit straight. You ain't earned that. I'm sorry, but you have not earned that kind of respect. Sorry. Just that. You just haven't. By the way, Facebook and YouTube, you can go to asktheiceman.com. Those of you who donated yesterday, obviously you don't have to donate today. We're only asking for donations for people who did not donate yesterday. Today is $10 Sunday. That's how we're doing it. Let's go ahead and donate so we can get this party started. Go over to asktheiceman.com. Anyway, not all women, listen to me, not all women are dead weight females. Okay? Let's get real. Because remember, we don't, this show ain't about bashing women. This show is about telling the truth. You dig? That go get the, put the Parliament shirt on today. Because, you know, we always repping Parliament. The mothership. Remember, we're doing the triple cast today, so we got a, we've got about an hour left on Blog Talk Radio. So if you wanna, if you wanna be on the air, listen to me. You wanna be on the air. Guest calling number is area code 646-668-2291. Guest calling is 646-668-2291. You digs? You tuned in to the Players Circle podcast. This is a rebroadcast of Saturday's show. We were not able to finish the broadcast due to a power outage. It was raining real hard up here, and it ended up messing with my cable and internet, so I had to wait for that to get taken care of. So anyway, I apologize to you guys for that. So but we're back in the place. We got our face in the place. So we're gonna do it like we're gonna do it. Well, this whole thing about Jeremy Bentham, this whole thing about these thoughts trying to charge somebody to look at their lingerie pictures on Snapchat or whatever that crap is. I got Snapchat on one of my phones. I haven't set it up yet because I just, you know, man, I'm a grown ass man. I mean, it took me a minute to start using Twitter. I don't like Twitter either, but I use it because that's what's out here for social media. My Instagram, I don't use that much. I'm going to start back, though, once I start back doing music, once I get in the studio and finish these songs. But, again, the simps and the tricks are out here. You got black men out here swimming in debt, but they got money to pay some thought to look at her in some bikini on Snapchat. That's the kind of world we live in, man. That's the kind of simpish type of behavior that you get with black men. My sons are simps. Because they, you know, spent most of their time with their mother and a weak-ass simp beta male dude. That's what happened. You bug women, you call women too much, you text women too much, and these women, they be like, this guy's soft. That's the first thing they say, this guy's soft. See, back in my day, you didn't do all that. You showed no emotion until it was time to show emotion. You didn't sit up there and be bugging women. Hey, if they, you know, I come from Cali, man. I spent most of my life in Cali. So the way Cali brothers do things, we do things different. We don't chase, you know, we let a woman know you interested, but you ain't like following her ass around. You ain't calling her, trying to, you know, bugging her for no date. That ain't what we do. But you got guys like these beta males out here now who are just weak-minded, and, you know, they're so thirsty for female. They don't, these guys, let me tell you something about how weak these guys are today. These guys are so weak. They're not just weak. These guys, they don't even want to get to the point where there's even going to get a date or anything. You know what they want? They just want attention. They just want attention. That's it. They just want attention from these broads. That's the life we live in now. That well, ain't the life we live in. That's the kind of society that we're all living in. Guys giving women their leverage. Women that they ain't gonna never date. I don't never talk to women like that on social media. I don't say, ooh, you fine. I don't do none of that stuff. What for? I only expend energy that's going to do something for me. It's going to push me forward. If I don't think it's going to do anything for me, then I have to ask that tough question, why am I doing it? I guess you, hey, you guys, stop being scary. Go ahead and call Blog Talk Radio. Guest call in number is 646-668-2291. You guys are so busy trying to chase women around Facebook. You think if you send a message to somebody on Facebook, they're going to date you. You sound like a fool. Too many weak-ass dudes out here. Too many weak-ass dudes who ain't getting no booty. And like I said, now we're going to talk about leverage later on in the broadcast. Women will never respect men who show weakness. I'm gonna leave that at that. When you start talking about dead weight women, we live in a country where it used to be back in the 80s when I was a young man, you might have had 80% of, you probably had 60% of the women in this country as decent women that were girlfriend and wife material, and maybe 40% who were dead weight. When I talk about dead weight, I'm talking about thoughts. I'm talking about old hoes, like a lot of these old hoes, all these old silly ass hoes you see on Facebook, and you know, showing their ass and all this kind of stuff. 40 and 50-year-old women showing their ass on Facebook. See, that's that whole mentality of being a weak male and being thirsty. And thinking that's the way you get a woman. And it's not. It's not. Because today, instead of it being 60-40, it's more like 30-70. 30% of the women in this country are decent, and 70% of them are dead weight. So that means you got to change you need a paradigm shift. No, you need to change your paradigm, because the same game, the same swag that, let me just say this, the same approach that you had in the 80s and 90s can't be the same approach you have today. Why? Because most of these women out here are not good girlfriends and wives. They're raised to be conflict creators. That's what they've been raised to be, conflict creators. Could create dissension and conflict. And while you're running around chasing all of this conflict and trying to fix this conflict, she's out here looking for her next dude. She might already have him. I see that a lot with black women. Black women will go get with you and still be dating another dude, especially if they're halfway attractive. They'll be messing with some other dude at the same time they're dealing with you. And if you get, that's why you don't get emotionally. I remember I heard Michael Baisden say this one time on Facebook. He said, there's no reason for you to ever get emotionally attached to anybody you don't know. That's why I walk away from so many women, because dating is business. Dating is business for me. And it ain't, and you can sit there and try to, you know, dating ain't fun no more. Dating is business. Dating is business. I'm sorry that it is that way, but it is. And it ain't going to change. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. Not going to get any better, fellas. So you better buck up and change how you approach women. I've totally changed how I deal with women. I don't give them shit until they give me something. What you going to do for me? I ain't just taking you out for nothing. The problem with you guys is you get out here, you know, like I said, the way that I have to talk shit to you to get you to donate $10 is I can see why these women have major problems with you guys. I can see why. And again, most of you males are feminine minded males. Most of you guys think like women. That's why when I check, that's why you got to get checked all the time. You're indecisive, just like a woman. Anytime you come on YouTube and I say something, or come on Facebook and I say something you don't like, the first thing you do is unsub like a little bitch, or you'll just stop listening to me. And then you'll take your ass somewhere else looking for a laugh. And you wonder why you get no respect. See, black women don't never get a chance to run that two-timing type shit on me, because whenever I meet white women, you know how I deal with them? I mean, excuse me, black women, is all I got to do is get a black woman out my face. How many kids you got? Okay, how many kids you got that got different fathers? Why you asking me that? What does that have to do with me and you dating? I said, because that lets me know how smart a woman I'm dealing. I said, that lets me know what kind of class level you are, what kind of socioeconomic kind of mentality you have. That tells me a lot about you when you tell me you've had two children by two different men. Or you have children out of wedlock. That tells me a lot about your thought process. See, my conversation towards certain types of white women, Hispanic women, but also black women. Like I said, if they got a bunch of kids, all you gotta do is ask them, hey. How many of your kids got the same daddy? How many kids you got? How many minor children do you have at home? I had a, I remember one time when I, not too long ago, I had a woman, I had a black woman, really fine aunt, fine sister, very few fine sisters that I've met here in this area. Man, she tried to step to me, talking about, she was talking, she was just trying to talk. She was talking so much shit. Then I just got at her. I said, how many kids you got? How many of your kids by the same daddy? How many kids you got under management? How many kids you got at the house? And she shut up real quick. That's how you shut them up. Because 99.9% of most black women got a bunch of kids. Whether they got college, whether they got a college degree or they don't have one. Don't be fooled by these black women that got college degrees. They still hood rats. I told y'all that. I married a college educated hood rat. Okay? College ain't got nothing to do with somebody being a hood rat. And then, two, another thing to shut black women up, did you grow up with both your parents? Or that really get them mad. I don't know my dad. I said, well, why not? My mom said he didn't want to have nothing to do. I said, so you believe everything your mama said? Why you asking me all these damn questions? You have to understand, every generation repeats itself. If their grandmother was a single mom on welfare, you can best believe the mom was a single mom on welfare. And by the time you get to the granddaughter, she's gonna end up using you for sperm, having children, and put you on child support, and then being on welfare. You see how that cycle keeps repeating itself? Or they mama been married a bunch of times? I told my daughter, I said, your grandmother been married 7 times. And your mama's on her second marriage. What likelihood do you think is going to be that you end up, you cannot donate through Super Chat? Man, what do you guys ever listen? Why do you guys... I am not hooked up with Super Chat. Super Chat is through Apple Pay. I don't have this hooked up through Apple Pay. I don't want to deal with Apple Pay. The only proprietor I deal with is PayPal. Now please stick with them because that's the easiest source. Now, a lot of brothers get fooled by women of all races who have a college degree. Look, if they're a single mom, they're an individualist. They're 9 times out of 10, they're a narcissist. There's two things consistent with single moms. Let me put that up here. Narcissism I might be spelling it wrong, but who cares? Narcissism and individualism. Those are two things that's consistent with single moms. Narcissism and misspelled individualism. Be one thing, we sitting up here misspelling all the words. Let's see. Oh, finally spelled it right. There's two things. This is not an absolute list. The things that you're gonna find constant with American women. Well, actually, women from all over the world. Because if you see these women that you see online, that are women that are on Facebook, and they're online, they live in Germany, or they live in the DR, or they live in Haiti, or they live in Nigeria. Notice it's always some woman trying to friend you up on Facebook from one of those countries. So you know these women are up to no good. So foreign women are just, let me tell you something. If a foreign woman is on social media, or she's on a dating website, that's how you met her. 10 times out of 10, she's garbage. She ain't nothing but an online hoe. Okay? She ain't nothing but an online hoe, screwing every rapper that comes to town, every R&B singer that comes to town. Dudes will be bringing them over here. They'll be screwing dudes over here. They ain't no good, dog. They ain't no good. If they foreign, especially if they from Russia, and they're sending you a message out of the blue, dude, don't end up on 90 Day Fiancé fooling yourself. By the way, 90 Day Fiancé come on tonight, a new episode. I mean, these guys are ridiculous. Sending these women money. Look, let me tell you something. I've dated women from all over the world, and I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of these foreign women are garbage. Just like you think American women are garbage, them foreign women are garbage too. So if they not all on online, they ain't all on Facebook, sending niggas, they got all they, because see, here's the thing, a great indication that you're dealing with an online foreign thought is when you go on there and see, you go on there and check, and she got all her Facebook friends are dudes. All her Facebook page is young dudes in her race and a bunch of old niggas from the States. Black men, you be seeing dudes my age, a Facebook friend of some 25-year-old chick in the DR. And all her pictures, she got her ass in the air. She's showing her pussy all over. Got her pussy out. And you see old, stupid niggas my age on there, you beautiful, like. Every picture of them is that it's the most beautiful picture these niggas ever seen. And you know what, man? A lot of these niggas on SSI, a lot of them old niggas my age, they are old crackheads. Them old niggas are just on online. They just wasting time. They ain't got no bitches. They don't know how to get no bitches. and they think being nice to some chick online is going to make them happy. It's going to get them some ass. All it's going to do is get you laughed at. Okay? All that's going to do is get you laughed at. Because I'm a clown your ass. Oh, I'm going to clown you. But dead weight women, a dead weight woman is a woman who brings no redeeming qualities or energy, should I say. She brings no benefit. She brings no benefit to your life. See, when you date somebody, it's about them. If you're a young man and you're just dating casually, or if you're a young woman and you're just dating casually and you don't want to be in a relationship, that's okay. Go have fun. Okay? 9 times out of 10, she ain't got no kids. You ain't got no kids. Y'all ain't got no responsibilities. Go out and have fun. But when you start feeling like you want more out of life, then you got to change your paradigm. That ain't how you thought before. Ain't going to work. I don't know how to tell you that. Whatever you did before isn't going to work. You need to have a paradigm change. You need to have a paradigm shift. And you need to figure out how to handle this. You need to know how to approach women and not get your ass kicked doing it. Because today, most guys are getting their ass kicked. Most of you guys are getting your ass kicked. Most of you guys are getting your ass kicked. Okay, hey, Facebook. I mean, not YouTube. We ain't got nobody to donate today. We're at zero. Come on, man. You guys want me to stop? Okay, I'll wait. Since you guys need to figure it out. You guys need to figure it out. I'll let you figure it out, but I'm not going to start until you guys donate. Thank you. You tune in to the Player Circle Podcast. I am your host, the Ice Man. Thank you, Mr. Cromwell. Thank you, Brown Sausage. Love you, brother. Thanks for sending me that link. I got to listen to that video you were talking about, player. Facebook, if you want to help the cause, please go to asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to the donate button. And you can put whatever amount you want. You can put $250 in there. You can donate $3.99 today. Whatever you donate is appreciated. You digs? By the way, Facebook, you can engage in a discussion with me in the chat room area. You can write, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to do so. We are doing a triple cast right now. We're on blogtalkradio.com/TheIcemanShow. We're on YouTube live stream, and we're on Facebook live. This is the only broadcast in the country, in the world, that does a triple cast. Name one media source other than the Player Circle Podcast that gives you the triple cast broadcast. I wait. Nobody gives you the triple cast like the Iceman can. More bounce to the ounce, and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home to the fat man fucks. What's happening, chocolate people? We're talking about deadweight women leveraging your assets and unlearning and relearning manhood. The unfortunate outcome of the single mom epidemic in America has been these weak beta male, female-minded males who think like women. They would rather be popular than be a man. They rather walk around with skinny jeans on, with their hair dyed blonde or some other homosexual color, looking like a homo, than be a man. They rather play all day on Facebook whining about how come black women don't want young black men when they could be out here working on their manhood. So as you see, ladies, you can't do it all. You haven't done it all. Matter of fact, you haven't done anything. You sit around talking about, here come Father's Day, I guess my kid's going to have to give me one of them cards to say I'm the father and the mother. You ain't the father and the mother. You can't teach a boy how to be a man. And you can't teach a girl how to be a disciplined adult. Because you're not one. That's why your life is shit. Because you are not under instructions. Yeah, you can be single mom and do what you want to do, but you can also die alone, which 9 times out of 10 you're going to do. Because the older a woman gets, the less desirable she becomes. That's even if you're attracted. I don't care if you look like Sade. If you 60 years old and this guy can get a 30-year-old that looked the way you did at 30, he ain't going to take 60-year-old Sade. Let's just keep it gangster. Would I cut? Yeah, I hit it. If she still look good, I know she ain't going to look, smooth operator good, but she's still gonna look good. But that don't mean I'm gonna take her over a younger woman, because with a younger woman, I got more options. That's why when women get my age, they just out trying to get in a nigga pocket. That's why a lot of time you see old guys like me, they ain't got no girlfriend. That's why I ain't, you know, because you see a guy my age, don't mean he gay. Don't mean he a homo. He might just be a guy. He might be an old player from the Himalayas. You can't see him because I got the blind clothes, but I'm from way back there in the Himalayas. Don't get it twisted. Just because you see a guy you see an old player my age getting out with his little short suit, his short set on. Okay, what's happening, young blood? What's happening, young blood? All right, now he get out his CTS that he just went to the car wash to get clean. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know y'all got them daddies and them granddaddies and them old players. Okay. What's happening, young blood? All right now, young blood. What's happening, young blood? Okay. And you don't see him with a female. That don't mean he a homo. That don't mean he a homo. He is that he ain't putting up with no bullshit. He ain't sitting up there taking care of some other man's kids. And he ain't gonna sit up there and waste his retirement trying to get with some female. It ain't worth it. We ain't dealing with 80s women. We dealing with 2018 women. And women be telling, I see black women posting stuff on Facebook all the time talking about how can you black men are discriminating against women with children. Because you're a liability of so many proportions. 9 times out of 10, your grown ass kids are still hanging around. They're still hovering around the house like a damn drone. And at any time, they can drop in talking about, Mama, I broke up with my, I ain't talking to her no more. I need somewhere to stay. Now, this 35-year-old grown-ass woman is staying in your house. Now, she trying to fuck other niggas. She got other niggas coming to her house to date her, and you ain't putting that in check. See, a man, if you still married to her, if you was ever married to her father, or if you were still married to her father, he would never tolerate that shit. He might let her stay there one night, but he'd be like, daughter, baby, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to get up out of here. I let you stay here last night. You ain't bringing that drama over here. So she knows she gotta go over there and act like an adult is supposed to act. Or the son going in and out of jail. Every time he get an argument with his girlfriend, he or he back over at the house. Then he got other chicks coming to the house. And then the girlfriend come to the house and see him standing there talking to another chick. See, that's stuff that go on with single moms. That's stuff that don't happen with women who are married. They ain't going to have you over their house raising hell. See, that's dead weight. The reason why there are so many women, single moms of all races, ending up single by the time they hit late 30s, 40s, and 50s, my age, the reason why you see so many of them out here doing online dating, trying to date somebody on Facebook. You know why they doing that? Because these women are dead weight. They're dead weight. Whether you want to admit it or not, this woman is of no use to you. If you are a responsible man who takes care of business, you don't get with women like that unless they have an understanding that this is just going to be casual dating. This is just casual. This is just casual. I don't want no relationship with you. Well, I ain't dating you without, I ain't doing nothing with you. I'm like, well, you know what? You ain't getting nothing then. You get no dates. If we go out to a restaurant, you got to pay your own way. How about that? You independent and you got your own money anyway, right? So when we go out on these dates, you need to take care of yourself. Make sure your money is straight. Because if it ain't, we ain't got no business getting in the same car together. See, this is a conversation that a lot of women don't want to have. They don't want to hear. Mr. McMillan, I'll holler at you offline. I feel you on that. A lot of cats don't know they've had them. Yeah, for real. For sure. Yep. Hey, Timmy Diamonds, come on, man. Hey, I don't know what your real name is, player, but I ain't heard you putting no coins in the till, man, in the piggy bank. Come on, man. Come on, donate, brother. It ain't just for all these other cats, man. We all got to participate, man. All right? I'm going to look for that $10 donation from you. All right, player? But nothing is free. There's no free lunch out here, okay? There's no free ass, gentlemen, and there's no free dates, ladies. And if you are getting a free date out of somebody, I guarantee the guy is a simp or in a trick or a trick. He knows he's getting played. He knows you're talking shit to him. He know you treating him like a hoe, like a cheap hoe. But he gonna keep on. He know he a simp. He know he a trick, but he don't mind. He don't mind getting played for a fool, and you don't mind playing him. But what you do today, ladies, is go bite you in the ass 20 years from now. Whenever you see these women out here, and they all pissed off. They 50, 60 years old. They all angry. They all pissed off. Know why they pissed off? Because dudes don't stop hollering at them. And they too angry and too narcissist to get off their ass and make the first move on men. Okay? They've been telling women a long time, you might have to make the first move on these men, because most of these women have become aggressive, defeminist. Because of feminism, a lot of these women have become very masculine. Well, if you're going to be masculine, you might as well be aggressive. You might as well admit that, you know, you might as well get with it. You might as well go ahead and holler at a player and be the first to do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you wait for me to do it, it ain't going to happen. The only time I approach women first is when I have gotten enough eye contact and or other body gestures, non-verbal cues that let me know I need to come over there and holler at you. See, I don't just holler at women just to be hollering. I don't do that. All right, you know, I've been places, especially up in Minnesota, and I've had niggas say to me, you know, they kind of didn't understand. Let me rephrase this. I've had women at jobs say to me, I've been interested in you in the whole time, but you just seemed like you wasn't interested. You act like you didn't see me. And I say, yeah, I saw you, but, you know, I'm not going to, I ain't going to let you know that. They're like, oh, okay. Because most guys play show their cards. It's like playing poker. You tell a woman everything with the look on your face. If I see if a woman sees you and you're attractive to her, she's going to act like she didn't even look at you. But see, I can tell. I've been in this game too long. I know how to play the sexual tension game by not playing. See, I don't play that sexual tension crap. I see a lot of Caucasian women play this game. They'll shoot you some game, and what they'll do is they'll act like they ain't looking at you. Especially if you're a black man. Now, if you white, they'll come over there to you. See, if you white, they'll come over there to you. They'll holler at you. But if you're a black dude, Caucasian women, they think they're above you, but they still find you attractive, and they ain't gonna approach you. They pull that shit up here. Now they'll approach you in San Antonio. They'll approach you in the Midwest. They'll approach you up there in Minnesota, Iowa. But these ones up here, this is the West Coast. They try to act like they doing you a favor. Not saying they don't do that everywhere, because they do. But I ain't finna holler. I ain't finna chase nobody down the street. I don't care what race they are. But I definitely ain't chasing no Caucasian woman down the street. You digs? But like I said, you have to, as a man, you gotta know have some you gotta you gotta learn how to play poker, and you gotta learn how to play chess. See, with chess, you can't play chess if you only play one move at a time. You gotta think three moves. You gotta think. First of all, you better have a strategy. And secondly, you better have a strategy, you better be able to play three moves ahead. Or otherwise, you're going to lose. And it's kind of the same way with poker. Because you have to bluff people to get people to bet more money. Throw more chips out there on the table. Because if you're sitting there with two aces, and they sitting up there with a seven of clubs and a seven. They sitting up there with a seven of diamonds and a ten of diamonds. You gonna beat that every time with two aces? Man, please. You gotta learn how these. See, that's the kind of stuff you learn from dealing with your father. A father will. I don't care what kind. Even if you know. A father is going to tell you, I'm not saying every, because my father didn't teach me shit about women. It was my mom who was like, you don't buy women clothes. You don't give women money. It was my mother telling me this, although I probably wouldn't have did it anyway, because I'm just that dude. I'm just like, you know, I'm about investing. When a man spends money and his time on a woman, he's making an investment. He's making an investment. Now, unfortunately, he's at the mercy of the dignity and character of that woman. Because you can't hire a private investigator and follow that woman around to see if she's being faithful. There's things you can do. Now, I said something earlier in the broadcast when I was messing around with Blog Talk Radio. I said something early in the broadcast. By the way, we're still on Blog Talk Radio. I guess everybody too scared to call in. Y'all sad, man. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut down Blog Talk Radio after this month. Look, guys, don't ask me to start up Blog Talk Radio and you too much of a chicken to call in. Usually, I get two or three guys to call in. This time around, I ain't. Most of you guys are too scary-ass to call in. Stop being scary, man. You too scared to call my show, but your ass, you walk around here talking about your ass a man. And then you getting mad because these women don't want your ass. The reason why these women don't fuck with you is because they smell fear on your ass. Don't no woman want no fearful ass man. A man that believes in superstitions. Women ain't gonna never respect you when they can smell fear on you. Riverwalk pimping. Nigga, you tripping. By the way, YouTube, go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button. Yeah, man, I'm shaking you down like Messy Jesse. Hey, Timmy Diamonds, I'm shaking you down like Messy Jesse, Negro. You better give up some of that service connection money, nigga. Spit some game. About to lace y'all with some major game. But that's one of the reasons why a lot of times you guys get looked passed over with women, because a woman cannot smell fear on you. But at the same time, women don't want to smell manhood on you either, because most of these women, all they want is just a clear pathway to your wallet. You might as well walk up to the woman and just, here's my wallet, take it. Here's my PIN numbers, all my debit cards. You might as well tell her that. Because that's really all she wants. She don't want no relationship. Man, let me tell you something. Most of these women don't want no relationship with you or me. They just want a free date. They want a free date where you and I are going to be dumb enough to sit two seats down, take her to a movie, take her to dinner, and say, hey, order whatever you want. Order whatever you want from the bar. I'm a simp. I'm a trick. I'm a beta male. That's what they want. And at the end of the night, you don't even go nowhere near the pussy. There's no inquiry about any booty. That's what these women think they can get out of men. And if you think these women stop thinking that way when they hit 30, you're a fool. There's women out here my age trying to pull that shit. Dining and dashing. Okay, no damn good and well they ain't interested in you, and they will sit up there and eat that food, drink that liquor, and go and fuck another nigga. And you'll be sitting there looking stupid. These women are ruthless and hateful. And I don't care where they come from around the world. If they're online, if they're talking to a bunch of, if you look at their friends list on Facebook and they got 100 niggas on their friends list that they don't know, you know that ain't nothing but an online thot and a whore and a renegade whore. And trust me, I done messed with all of them, foreign and domestic. There is no cure to this. There's no way you can avoid it. These women are out here, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Okay? Not a damn thing you can do about it. Other than ignore them. Now, I'm not saying that there ain't no decent women out here, because there is. But you're going to have to look high and low for them. And you're going to have to be unconventional. You got brothers out here thinking every Caucasian woman out here they come in with is a decent woman. Most of them ain't no good. And they've taught your women how to be no good. The only thing that Caucasian women do better than black women is Caucasian women know when to shut up. Caucasian women know how to be phony and keep their mouth closed until they get that contract signed, they get that ring on their finger. Then they start acting like a fucking, act like a single mom with that single mom mentality. Black women don't know how to shut it down. They don't know how to act like, at least fake it like they're a lady. And that's why they always lose. Black women are the least desirable when it comes to dating women in America. That's online and offline. And I know black women don't want to hear that, but look how many of y'all are single. How many single moms we got in the house? Come on, single moms, call up. Call the guest call-in number. Area code 646-668-2291. Hit option 1 if you want to be on the air. Think we only got a few minutes left. Yeah, we only got 3 minutes left. Oh, scary-ass niggas. Nigga scared to call in. Man, the Iceman, he going to check me, man. He going to pick up on my simp energy. Hey. Yep, free dating safari. I hope when he walk up to women with money in his hand, he don't give them nothing. The thing is, you have to provide something that's to a man other than just use vagina. And a lot of black women, they get mad when you start talking facts to them. I got aunts. None of them are married. None. Not one of them. The only ones who were married are have passed on. None of them got husbands. Some have never been married. That's a testament to what you provide to men. If all you are is somebody to just take to Vegas every now and then, that's all you gonna be. Is take me to Vegas, pussy. Okay, we got 90 seconds left on Blog Talk Radio. You know what? I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna shut down Blog Talk Radio from now on. This could be last time, because you guys, man, y'all gonna tell me to, hey man, I'll call in if you set up Blog Talk Radio. Then I set it up and you don't even call in. Y'all wasting my money here.